Hey y'all tuned in to City Skies to Mountain Views. Welcome to the podcast that focuses on different positive aspects that help lead to living a much more positive life. Enjoy, y'all. Beautiful people, welcome back to City Skies and Mountain Views, y'all. You're back at it with P, and I hope everyone was able to have a dope week this past week. I know that many of us are practicing self-quarantine, and some of us are just staying at home, which is dope, and some of us are still outside. Yo, I'm gonna need y'all to just chill at the crib. Like, yo, I know it gets a little boring. I know. Yo, we just get at the crib and we're just trying to keep our sanity half of the times. But it's definitely better than accidentally spreading, you know, this virus out, you know, to more people, especially the elderly or, you know, others that have, you know, low immune systems. But hey, man, as long as we're able to just to help ourselves and help everybody else, that's all that matters, yeah. We just want to be able to uplift each other and motivate each other and then also just take care of each other, yeah, like, you know, we all family, even though we're not blood, but like from just friends, our communities, our neighborhood, you know, people that just we just regularly see every day, say good morning, wave at, smile, etc. Like, you know, we just want to be able to treat the earth a little better, take care of our own. And yo, we just going to get through this, you know, like I said last episode. Yeah. So before we start the segment, definitely want to talk to you about my week. And, oh, man, I ain't even gonna lie. Like, it's definitely been a little difficult trying to just keep myself at home and engaged, especially that I'm the type of person that enjoys being outside. I like being active, even if it's just a drive in my car. So I know my lady and I, we definitely have been practicing just staying more at home, especially with Lou Will now in the picture. And I'm definitely going to get to him in a few. But yeah, so it's I won't lie, like it's definitely a challenge because, yo, we've definitely just ran through different shows on Netflix already. We tried to kind of like go and stay positive and intact with our March goals that we had written on our board, but even that has been kind of strayed away a little bit just because we've just been focusing on trying to find consistency, because that's definitely something that we have both been lacking. But we definitely have sat down and we kind of started just scheduling and managing our time a little better. And we saw today that it was even just a better result in us figuring out how we want to go about our days, as well as making sure that we're hitting some type of goal each day. We're making sure that we're holding ourselves accountable and also getting something done individually for ourselves, but then also focusing on even each other, because I can definitely tell you on my part that I know that sometimes I get into my own head about just what's going on with any type of situation. So even, for example, with what's happening in the world today, and I know that I had to sit down with my lady to explain to her, like, yo, like, I apologize if you feel like I've been neglectful. And that's not what it is. It's more of like, yo, damn, like, this is a big situation in the world, and we have so many people out of work. We have so many people that don't know what's going to happen the next day. Oh my God, yo, I keep fucking trying to find paper towels and I can't find shit. Like, it's ridiculous. But out of everything that has been going on, there's no point in having a negative mindset towards it. And I know that even throughout this week with everything that just has been thrown upon me, I'm like, all right, there's no more sulking, there's no more complaining, there's no more even like playing the victim. Like now, we just gotta work through this shit. And from there, just make sure that we're doing what we can to establish ourselves, but also to make sure that we're actually okay. Yeah. So today's topic is working through it. And I'm definitely being more in general for this specific topic because we're definitely going to get into this one many more times in the future. But especially on the aspect of working through the bullshit. But just in general, working through it. You know, whatever that may be, whether it can be working through your angers, working through your frustrations, working through any anxieties, working through any depressions, working through any boredom. I've seen so many people on my Instagram feed just making TikTok videos. My lady just made a whole TikTok and she's over here just dancing with the world. Lil Will's over here just dancing with the world. So, you know, it's all about just kind of making the best of what you have, the best of your opportunity. And even though it might not seem like an opportunity, but yo, make it an opportunity, because yo, the fact that we're home, the fact that we're with our loved ones, with our significant others, with our cats, our dogs, any other pets, you know, this is a situation that isn't normal. This is a situation that we definitely shouldn't take lightly. But then we also shouldn't just brush off our shoulders either. Like, this is something so dope right now. Like, there's never, especially if you talk to an older sibling, if you talk to a parent, there's never been a situation like this that we're forced now to have to be home. But yo, fuck that. Let's change it up. Let's make being home a little more fun. Let's make home a little more worth it. Yes, I know that we should be blessed for the fact that we have a shelter over, you know, that we have a shelter, that we have a roof over our heads and everything. But now, let's really show how important this roof over our heads really is. Like, and that's what I feel like we should definitely start focusing on. I know that with Lou Will this week, oh my Jesus Christ, like he was bugging. But but yo, the aspect of working through it, like I understand that he's a pup. So there's so much that my lady and I are trying to train him. And we know that we have to go one step at a time. We understand that we really have to, like, have some patience with him. You know, just because he's a pup. He's only 12 weeks. And shit, like, it's gonna take some time. But this is something that we knew from the get-go. This is something that we're just like, all right, even though we're frustrated with him at times, we know that we have to work through this and work on those little technical cues with him and just make sure that he's developing and learning and understanding every single day. And that's just something that we have to do amongst each other, with our family, with our friends, with our communities, with just, you know, just people outside. And it's one of those to where, yes, shit might not go the way we want. Shit might not go how we plan. But now it's up to you to figure out how to adapt. It's up to you to figure out how to work through it. Because we can all take the easy way and just have a negative mindset and be like, fuck this, we don't want to do this, this, that, and the third. But then why not challenge yourself to try to get past that? Why not challenge yourself to accomplish whatever just got thrown at you or to get past whatever just got thrown at you. There's no reason why we can't work through everything and work through it all. As well as working on yourself, this is such a big opportunity and time on picking up a new hobby, picking up a new craft. You know, if you wanted to start writing, you wanted to start drawing, you wanted to start singing, you wanted to start doing anything, this is such a perfect time to just really, you know, work on yourself, reinvent yourself, fix anything that you want to fix, and just being able to focus on yourself. You know, we're able to see what's being thrown at us, but now the real challenge is, what can we do to push past what's being thrown at us? Because, once again, it's so easy to then just be negative and to not want to do something or be against something, but it's even harder to now accept that challenge and to want to work through it so you can be a better you. So, I've been reading this book called Everything Happens for a Reason by Mira Kirshenbaum, and I stumbled upon this one chapter where she was talking about forgiveness. And towards the end of the chapter, the last few lines of that chapter reads as follows: "We forgive when we realize we're safe now. We forgive when we realize that we don't want to be the kind of person who doesn't forgive. We forgive when the other person makes up for what he or she has done. But perhaps the most important reason is that when we don't forgive, we're the ones who are hurt the most." And the reason that I used those specific lines is because sometimes what holds us back from being able to work through whatever we're going through is ourselves. And being able to make peace with ourselves, with what we are going through, will help in working through it, whatever that it may be. And I believe that so much because before we're able to move on, before we're able to forgive, before we're even able to just face a person, a situation, anything that we feel has done us wrong, we always look at it towards our perspectives. We always look at it towards our side. But if we were able to look towards being able to work through those feelings that we have that aren't or that won't let us forgive or that won't let us move on, that's what we really have to focus on in the aspect of just working through it. So for this week coming up, whether it might be something towards work, it might be, you know, something towards family, friends, whoever or whatever, definitely work on just working through something that's been in the back of your mind, something that's been very negative or has given you a negative feeling, or just something that you genuinely want to work out. You know, whether it's mending a relationship, or just making something up to somebody else, who knows, whatever it is. But the biggest thing about working through it is that it allows you and helps you to move on with whatever you're dealing with. But hey, y'all, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to episode 5. All my previous listeners, I appreciate y'all so much. any new listeners, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Also, I want to give a shout out to all the healthcare workers that are just still out there going to work, all the first responders, and, you know, any small businesses that are still open. We have many restaurants that are just still open doing takeout. Hey, you know, support is support and love is love, yeah. So we just want to make sure that we're able to just get through all of this all together and just be able to move past this and just grow and build and become the best that we can become. All right, y'all. Have a great one, y'all. Let's turn it up and let's make this week amazing, regardless of whatever we're going through, y'all. Hey.